All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, March 27th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a big 10-game NBA main slate tonight. We have a 2-game NHL main slate, and then we have golf teeing off in the morning, and then we also have MLB opening day tomorrow. So it should be a fun couple of days here of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to those channels, there's a link in the description of this video. You'll also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday on 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, it looks like we have quite a few questions to get us started today. So I am going to pull up the SaberSim app here, and then we are going to jump right in. So it looks like our first question came in from Inan Tabinkit. And this one is UFL specific. So UFL is kicking off on Saturday here. You can see the UFL slates up in the app now. So if you go to Saturday, and then you go to the sport list, you are going to see UFL here. So you click on UFL, and the 4-game main slate is up in the app, as well as the showdowns. So you could check those out as well. Don't believe projections are up just yet. Come back and check it out probably like Thursday or Friday here, and projections will be back. But when I know more, I will pass that info along. All right, getting back to baseball here. And first question, the first question was, what's the best way to approach UFL? Example, should I late swap before every game? Will we have live sims? Okay, couple good questions. We will not have live sims for UFL. Right now, we only have live sims for NBA, for MLB, and for NFL. So as far as late swap strategy goes, I would only late swap if like news comes out about players who are, you know, starting, not starting, you know, increasing of projections, things like that, right? So frankly, I don't know how the reporting is going to be for the UFL. I don't know how strict they're going to be with inactives or, you know, who is wide receiver one, wide receiver two, in depth charts and things like that. I know it was like a little hard with the XFL last year. So keep your eye on for news. I would say that is probably the biggest late swap edge that you should be paying attention to. All right. Question from Chandra. Question says, can someone please explain the rebuild feature? I initially removed Patty Mills from my player pool. However, I didn't like my stacks and I selected the rebuild feature and Patty Mills showed up in my lineups. Okay. So let's just build some lineups here. So say I'm going to build some lineups on default. And it's our first baseball build of the season here. I haven't even run one yet myself, so not sure what everything is looking like here. But we're mostly going to be talking about, you know, rebuilding lineups. So let's let this build kick off here. Keep in mind that builds that require correlation, when correlation is like really high, it could take like a little bit longer here, but everything seems fine. So lineups have loaded here. And what I would say is that, you know, rebuild lineups is a feature that allows you to make changes to your lineup set. And then if you run out of options, then that is a good time to use it. So say, you know, I want 100% Ryan Jeffers and I'm building 150 lineups, right? So I could see that in my pool, I only have 70 lineups with him. So if I set his minimum exposure to 100%, well, I'm going to run into an error message saying unable to meet exposures, right? So this would be a good time to use rebuild lineups. Well, so what rebuild lineups is going to do, it's going to take all of your adjustments that you make to minimax exposures, to players, you know, Xing guys out, to certain stack types or additional rules. And then it's going to take those things into account when you run your next build. So if I were to click rebuild lineups right now, when I do this, I will get 100% Ryan Jeffers in this next build. So let's try that. All right, so we're waiting for this Ryan Jeffers build to kick off here. And the more restrictions that you have, the harder it's going to be for the builder to build lineups. So just be a little patient with it. But lineups are running. And then now that lineups are done here, and I go and look, I have 100% Ryan Jeffers in my pool. And then I also have 100% in my number of lineups that I'm viewing. So rebuild lineups is a good way to add opinions and then get those opinions taken into account if your lineup set is not already being able to meet those things. So that's how it works. If you X out Patty Mills and then he still shows up in your lineups, you know, that seems like a little weird. Something probably went wrong, user error, something went wrong there. Not really sure. But if you think you're encountering an error and you think you're taking all the right steps, go to the top right corner menu, go to report a problem, and then just write us a brief description. And then our support team will be able to look into it and see what. Jay said, I checked out Jordan's newest MLB video. Question about live sim specifically for MLB. In a demo video from the previous year, quick swap had been recommended in the case of a scratch batter, etc. Would the recommendation for ultimate users now be to do a late swap to take advantage of the live sims as slates progress following lock similarly to what's recommended for NBA? Just looking to gain an edge from the new feature, gain as much of an edge from the new features as I can. Okay, good question. So yes, I would recommend late swapping. You know, quick swapping is fine. It allows you to do it really quickly. It allows you to get those players with projected points into your lineups. The good thing about MLB is that, you know, lineups typically come out 3 hours to lock here. So we're not talking late breaking news. We're not talking, you know, players getting ruled out at the last second here. You know, we're going to leave that in NBA season here. So that'll be nice. That'll be a nice, you know, change, nice, you know, breath of fresh air for a lot of people. So what I would do is, like, say you had games that started at 7 Eastern, 8 Eastern, 9 Eastern, and 10 Eastern. I would just swap. I would do a late swap with the live sims before each new game locks. And when you do that, you're taking advantage of the live sims. You just need to do it one time when the slate lock is approaching, and then you'll be all set. All right, next question here from Minute to Binkit. Can you please talk about the interaction between custom projections / ownership and contest sims? Does sorting by ROI render using custom projections / ownership useless? How much impact will the projection and ownership have on the pool of lineups? Okay, so these two things are handled differently. So if you're uploading custom projections, you know, say I come in here in like a fresh build, I'm uploading projections. So your projection adjustments will be taken into account in the contest sim. So what happens is whatever adjustment you make, plus or minus, we are adding that to the player's fantasy point totals when we run the contest sim. Now, if you upload custom ownership, that will not have an effect on the... If you're uploading custom ownership, it will not affect the contest sims. The only way that you can do that is if you build a custom pool. So what I would do is open up a build and just say, you know, my field lineups or something like that, upload your ownership, come into the my own column, use the gear icon, and then go down to match exposure to ownership. I typically like to set the plus or minus value to 25% to give the builder a little more flexibility here. And then what you want to do is kick off a build and use this set of lineups as your custom field for when you run your contest sim. And then when your contest sim settings, what you would do is instead of letting it auto select a source for field lineups, you would go to, you know, whatever build had your custom field and then select that as your source for your contest sim. So if you're looking for like a more in-depth walkthrough, we have a video on our YouTube channel that shows you exactly how to do that. So if I go to you, our SaberSim YouTube, you go to playlists, you go to understanding contest sims. And then in this playlist, using custom ownership with contest sims. And I will drop the link to that here in the YouTube chat. I will also drop the link in Discord where you ask the question. So custom projections automatically taken into account. If you want to use custom ownership, you're going to have to build a custom field. All right. Question. I think I answered this one. Okay. Got a question from James. I'm pretty sure I answered this somewhere, but either way, I can cover it again. Question is, if you're entering multiple contests that start at the same time on Yahoo, how do you make sure that both of the different lineups starting at the same time get uploaded in SaberSim so I can run two different late swaps, one for a 50-50 and one, for instance, Yahoo's flagship single entry? Okay, so I did answer this question. So we do have a YouTube video where I basically talk through doing this, where it's like, hey, you know, we're going to go, we're going to set up multiple, and you're going to be able to have different late swaps for different sets of contests. So I just dropped the link to that segment here in the YouTube chat, and then I did send it to you, James, here earlier today. Looks like it came in a different spot. So check that out, and that video will answer your question about running multiple builds, running multiple late swaps, and show you exactly how to do that. All right, question from Kevlar. Question says, using Ultimate for MLB, is there a good video tutorial on how to use the new SaberSim with the contest sims? Yeah, absolutely. So we released two new videos here in this last week leading up to baseball season. So what's new in SaberSim for MLB DFS in 2024? I will drop that here, and I will drop that in Discord where you ask a question. And then how to beat MLB DFS in 2024. These two videos are going to be your go-to for all things MLB in 2024. All right. Next question here from Henry. Henry said, does a SimRY pre-lock know what the payout is for second place, since that can differ by contest? Also, how does ROI adjust if it is a 30K field with only 5K field lineups? Would a lineup that finished second against the field get second place prize money, even though it may not be second in the actual contest because there are more entries? Does it know that it needs to be in the top 1,000 to cash, assuming 20% to cash and not the 6,000 that are actually paid out in the real contest? Okay, so let's talk about situations where the contest, how the pre-contest sim handles situations where the contest size is bigger than our field lineup. So say that I'm playing baseball tomorrow and I go to all contests. Well, if you go and look at our field lineups for, you know, the flagship contest here, you will see when this loads that we have 10,000 field lineups for this bucket, right? Well, if I go to all of the contests, well, the big $15 150 max has 39,000 entries. So what does the builder do? Well, what we do is we treat the contest as if it only has 10,000 entries. So what happens is that your lineup goes into a contest with the field lineup. So there's technically a hypothetical contest with 10,001 entries. You're one in the field, 10,000. We play that contest out 100,000 times, and then we take your inputs that you give us. So the contest here, right? The percent to first and the percent entries paid. We have a payout structure in the app that, you know, in our contest sims, we understand what the payout structures of the contests are. And, you know, that's why these are grayed out, because we already have that information on our side in the back end. So we're able to understand what the payout structures are. We're able to assign payouts accordingly. But when the contest size is bigger than our number of field lineups, well, then in that case, we just run the contest sim as if it were a smaller contest. So that is what's happening. All right. Those are all the questions here in the Discord. Jumping over to the YouTube chat. Question from Mark. Do you adjust min uniques when playing multiple single entry contests? I do definitely. So say I'm playing five single entries and I'm building five unique lineups. I would 100% use min uniques to get more spread out in those contests. You know, the less lineups you're playing, the higher your min uniques are going to be. So typically, you know, if I'm building my single entries in three maxes in one build, and my 20 max and 150 max in another, I will usually always end up getting to a higher min unique in the single entry and three max build. So good question there. All right. But with that said, looks like we're all caught up with questions here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.